Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're really digging into your sources about session four of that Sunless Citadel game.
That's right.
You sent over a YouTube transcript, and it seems like a lot happened as the group pushed deeper into this dungeon.
Oh, definitely. Session four was pretty packed.
So our mission here is to pull out the, you know, the key moments, the big finds, any lingering questions specifically from this session, session four,
yeah,
give you a clear picture of what went down and maybe what it means going forward.
Exactly. And there's a lot to cover. We've got close calls, new treasure, which is always interesting, some really cryptic clues popping up, and even maybe some potential alliances formed.
Potential alliances, okay.
So we'll walk through the highlights of session four, point out the juicy details, and try to connect the dots so it all makes sense without getting lost in, you know, every single dice roll.
Perfect. Okay, let's dive in. Where does session four kick off? It starts with a recap, right? Things were pretty rough before this.
Yeah, the recap covers that that really tough fight with the troll. The party almost got wiped out.
Oof, yeah, I remember that.
But then this character, Navin, appeared. Kind of a last-minute save.
Right, Navin.
Navin and some kobolds actually took down the troll. And crucially, the party got a decent haul from that fight.
Ah, the loot. What did they get again?
Let's see. It was 50 gold, 220 silver, an ornate dagger could be interesting, and a bunch of scrolls.
Scrolls are always good.
Yeah, command, cure wounds, guiding bolt, inflict wounds. Pretty useful stuff for low-level characters. Plus a silver amulet and two silver rings. Maybe magical, maybe not.
Okay, so they're a bit better equipped heading into session four. Where are they physically at the start?
They're basically in the middle of the map they've uncovered so far. Near that passage marked with two trees, the one leading deeper into goblin territory.
Gotcha.
But they're also very aware of those two doors they hadn't checked out yet, the ones where they heard noises before.
Right, the unexplored bit. And wasn't there something about a kobold smelling someone?
Yes. The transcript mentions the snack food kobold smelling someone else down that hall. Adds a bit of mystery right away in session four. Someone might be hiding or trapped.
Intriguing. And the party themselves, they'd just hit level two, right?
Correct. Leveled up, got those magic items. So feeling a bit stronger, a bit more confident, perhaps.
Makes sense then to go check out those doors. You can't just leave unexplored areas behind you, not usually.
Exactly. It's especially when you heard noises. The transcript notes, they couldn't recall actually listening at one of the doors in the northwest corner specifically. So perfect place to start session four's exploration.
Okay, so what's behind door number one?
Well, door number one opens into this small room just full of rats and lots of droppings described as dragon food.
Dragon food! Charming. Sounds like they didn't hang around.
Nope. Quick thinking. Slammed the door shut immediately. Actually got 10 XP each for avoiding a potential rat swarm.
Uh-huh. Good call. What about the other door?
That one was locked. But conveniently, some nearby guards apparently had a key.
Guards? That's interesting. What kind of guards?
The transcript doesn't specify exactly, just guards nearby.
Yeah.
But having guards implies some level of control, doesn't it? Someone's managing this area, locking certain doors.
So they got the key and opened it.
Yep. It opened into this rough Z-shaped hallway, just stone. And wouldn't you know it, another locked door at the far end.
Of course. Like a little security passage. Did they hear anything this time?
They listened, heard nothing, so decided to try picking this lock.
Lock picking time. How'd that go?
Needed a bit of help. Someone cast guidance, I think. Failed the first try, but got it on the second attempt.
Okay, persistence pays off. So what's behind this locked door, treasure room?
Not quite. It was an empty chamber. More rat droppings, some crumpled flagstones, stains on the floor. Looked pretty neglected.
So it seemed like a dead end at first.
Kinda. But then they used dancing lights to get a better look.
Illumination.
And they spotted tracks in the dust. Rat tracks, obviously, heading towards the door to the north. But also older humanoid tracks.
Humanoid tracks. Okay, now we're talking. What kind?
Looked like maybe three or four human-sized people had passed through. And the tracks seemed old. Maybe a month old.
A month old. Okay. Could that be the people they're looking for? Previous adventurers?
Very possible. It's a big clue dropped early in session four. Someone was here relatively recently.
So they follow the tracks towards that north door.
They do. Open it up and find another dusty room, rubble, debris. But two main features. An ornate fountain built into the east wall and a stone door on the west wall.
A fountain? Like working?
No, it was dry, cracked, stained. Depicted a diving dragon, though. And there was a thin layer of scum in the basin.
Dragon imagery again? And the west door?
Relief carved stone door looked important. Yeah. And then inscriptions, Found one on the fountain basin, pretty worn away, different language. And another one above the western door, this one in Draconic, along with carvings of skeletal dragons.
Skeletal dragons and Draconic. Getting thematic. Could they read them?
Yeah, eventually. The one above the western door, possibly with kobold help, translated to, rebuke the dead, open the way.
Rebuke the dead. Okay, ominous. And the fountain.
That one was simpler. Let there be fire.
Let there be fire.
Huh. Sounds like instructions. What about that western door? Did they try it?
They checked it first. Good thing, too. Detected a magical trap.
Ah, trap. What kind?
Concealed slot in the ceiling, rigged to swing a sickle blade right across the doorway. Nasty.
Yikes. How'd they deal with that?
Quick thinking again. Jammed a spear into the mechanism, blocked the blade.
Nice. Okay, trap disabled. What about the magic? They knew it was magical, right?
Yeah, detect magic confirmed it. Magic on the door itself, probably an arcane lock, and also magic coming from the fountain.
The fountain. So, let there be fire. Someone tried it.
Well, someone spoke the phrase, and sure enough, this reddish liquid started welling up from the dragon's mouth into the basin. Also magical.
Reddish liquid? Potion?
Maybe something like that.
Yeah.
Because then someone shot a firebolt at it.
Oh, no. What happened? Boom. Exploded, like a potion of fire breath going off. Caught a couple of the party members in the blast.
Ow! Who got hit?
Shannon and Tempest took 2 points of damage each.
Mm.
A little reminder not to just shoot spells at mysterious magical liquids.
Lesson learned, hopefully. Okay, so after the explosion, did they try the western door again?
Yeah, went for the mundane approach this time. Crowbar. Managed to pry it open.
Eh, what was the vibe?
The air that came out was noticeably cooler, and the door itself felt cold.
Yeah.
Really fits with that rebuke the dead inscription, doesn't it?
Definitely feels like they're heading into a tomb or something. What was inside?
It was a chamber, yeah. 5 dusty sarcophagi standing upright, 3 north, 2 south. Looked like they held noble elf-like figures in robes.
Standing up, weird. Anything else in the room?
An altar on the far western wall. Dragon carvings, naturally.
Enkel.
And on it? A single burning candle, a small whistle, and a crystal flask.
A single burning candle in a dusty old tomb. That's suspicious.
Right. Detect magic showed the candle and the flask were magical.
Okay, magical candle, magical flask. Okay. What about the whistle?
Someone picked it up, noticed an inscription, Warways, couldn't read it. But as they picked it up, sounds started coming from the sarcophagi.
Uh-oh, scratching, moaning.
Just sounds from inside. And as the player raised the whistle to their lips, maybe to blow it.
Don't do it.
Too late. The sarcophagi burst open. 5 skeletons emerged.
Ambush. Combat time.
Exactly. Skeletons attack, party fights back. It was a scrap, but they eventually took down all 5.
Phew. Okay, skeletons dealt with. Where did they go next? Backtracking.
Nope. Pressed on. Found a hallway nearby. 6 doors, all slightly ajar. Smelled musty.
Ajar doors and musty smells. Sounds promising.
Well, they heard noises behind one door on the left. Scratching, gnawing.
Rats again.
Took a peek. Old jail cell. And yes, a giant rat. Quickly closed that door.
Giant rat. Okay. Worse than regular rats. Any others?
Found another giant rat in the northeast room of that hallway, too. Seems like this area is infested.
Good to know. Keep doors shut. What else?
Moved into another room. Cobblestone floor. 2 trap doors. Spiked open, so probably disabled already. And another dry fountain.
Another dragon fountain. Getting repetitive.
Yep. Diving dragon again.
Yeah.
But this one had a faint rotten stench around it.
Rotten stench. Not good. Did this one have an inscription too?
It did. Draconic again. This one read, let there be death.
Oh, that sounds significantly worse than let there be fire. Did someone say it out loud?
Tempest did. And immediately, poison mist sprayed from the dragon's mouth.
Mm.
Filled the whole room like a 20-foot cube.
Poison gas trap. Did everyone get caught?
Most made their saves. Took only 1 point of damage. Poisoned for a minute. But Turkey failed the save. Took 3 points. Poisoned for 10 minutes.
10 minutes of being poisoned is rough. What did they do? Stand there and cough?
No. They retreated wisely. Waited for it to clear. Someone used gust of wind to help dissipate it faster. Smart move.
Okay. Poison room cleared eventually. What was next? Any more doors?
Yep, door in the west wall. Opened it to an oppressive smell.
Why are all the smells bad?
Because inside was a nest made of chewed up carcasses, cave rats, vermin, but also 2 goblins, a kobold and a human. All on this floor of just filth.
And guarding this horror show.
3 giant rats and 1 absolutely huge, monstrously swollen female giant rat.
Big mama rat. And a human body. Any idea who?
Combat started pretty much immediately, but during the fight, they noticed a gold ring on the human's body. engraved the name Caracas.
Caracas. So they found him, or his body at least. Grim.
Yeah, solves one mystery, raises a lot more questions about how he ended up in a rat nest.
Do they manage to take down the rats? Especially the big one?
They focus fire on Big Mama, yeah. Eventually killed her and the other three. Messy fight.
I bet. Any loot in the nest, besides carcasses?
Surprisingly, yes.
Yeah.
Dug through the filth, found 68 gold, 312 silver, and 3 small gems worth about 25 gold each. Guess the rats were hoarders.
Or just collected shiny things from their meals. What about Caracas himself? Anything on him?
Decent amount, actually. 17 gold, some arrows, backpack, bedroll, daggers, longbow, a potion of healing.
Always useful.
Yep. A single ration, studded leather armor, tinderbox, torch, water skin. Typical ranger gear.
Well equipped, but not enough to survive the Citadel, it seems. What did they do with his stuff?
Kept the ring, maybe to return it. Talked about taking his head as proof, which is grim, but maybe practical.
Yeah, proof might be required.
The studded letter was human-sized, good condition, but nobody in the party could really use it effectively right then.
Right. So lots of combat, traps, discoveries. Did they get much experience for all this in session 4?
They did. Got XP for something in a garden area, maybe a practice range, and for the giant rat fight. Brought them to 450 XP total.
How close is that to leveling?
They need 900 for level 3. So halfway there. But several players actually use the game interface to level up characters based on previous XP, maybe. The transcript mentions leveling up happening around this point in session 4.
Ah, okay. So characters are getting stronger right at the end of the session.
Seems like it. A good place to wrap up session 4, with new abilities gained and lots of dangers overcome.
Okay, that really covers a lot. That brings us to the end of this deep dive focused specifically on session 4. You should have a pretty solid grasp now of the exploration, the fights, the loot, and the clues that popped up just in this session.
And think about those inscriptions, you know?
Yeah.
Rebuke the dead. Open the way. What does that really mean they need to do? Was the poison fountain a one-off? Or will saying, let there be death, always trigger that?
Right. The link between the environment and their actions seems really key in this session.
Definitely. And finding Caracas. Okay. Confirms part of their mission, perhaps. But how did he die? Who else was with him? And don't forget that halfling prisoner from before. An alliance there could be critical after what they learned in session 4.
It felt like session 4 was heavy on crawling and fighting, but it really set up some bigger mysteries too, didn't it?
Absolutely. What's behind the door they didn't open in session 4? What's the deal with the Kataya Stray? The Twilight Grove? Lots of threads left hanging.
Hopefully this focused look at session 4 has given you some useful context and maybe sparked some ideas for what comes next. Keep those updates coming.
Yeah, we'll be ready for the next deep dive, whatever you are. Until then, happy adventuring.